Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just a sliver of the impactful results from last night in Major League Baseball. This is Bet Sweats. Joe O. Sammy P. with you weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Every Wednesday, we're lucky enough to have someone from Foul Territory checking in, and it's Alana Rizzo's day here on the show. Check out Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Alana, we don't even know where to start. You can go Detroit, Cleveland, New York, Yankees are now in, Boston is still sweating, we've got the Diamondbacks. Okay, they win, they beat the Dodgers. Oh, but the Mets won, so we're still a game back. Like, there's so much going on. What is top of mind for you? Which race, whether wild card division, are you paying closest attention to?
I'm paying really close attention, of course, to what's happening in terms of the NL West with whoever's going to win that division. Is it going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers? Do they hold on? And I'm also paying attention, guys, of course, to the AL East. Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees. I originally thought that only two teams from the AL East were going to get in, and I might still be correct, but I thought the two teams were going to be the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. I was counting out the New York Yankees, but they did, in fact, as you know, clinch a postseason berth. What's so crazy about this situation is 2 weeks ago, we thought we had it all figured out, right? We figured, oh, it's pretty clear cut. It's not, there's no real drama. We know exactly who's getting in. This is kind of boring. And now it seems like over the course of this last week, every game means so much, and it is so unbelievably significant. I was having a conversation with both Met and Tigers fans about what is more unbelievable, the Mets collapse or the Tigers collapse, or if you can look at the other side of the coin, the Guardian surge. And I have to look at it one of two ways. As far as the Tigers are concerned, I think that is a more problematic fall from grace than the Mets, just because the Tigers had such a magnanimous lead. 2 weeks ago, they had an 11-game lead in the division, whereas the Mets, yes, they have the huge payroll, but I've said this time and time again with big market teams and big money teams, money buys you good players. It doesn't buy you wins, and it doesn't guarantee wins. And I think what the Tigers are doing and the Guardians are doing far more significant than what the Mets are doing, still hanging on to that final wild card spot in the National League.
Right. And the Mets are supposed to be in the playoffs. The Tigers had a win total of 83.5. So Vegas thought they were going to be basically an above average team at the slightest. Like, that was the projection. 83.5 wins, play 162 games. That's basically 500. But I can tell you from a math standpoint, and you're talking to two math nerds, the Detroit Tigers during the All-Star break were minus 10,000 to win the division. So you had to bet 10,000 to win 100. That's how decided of a favorite they were at the All-Star break. On the flip side, Cleveland Guardians were 150-1, which implies a 0.66% chance that they'll win the division. And here they are, yeah. Alana.
It's so insane to think that. I mean, I never in a million years would have thought either of those odds would have been possible in terms of the fact that nobody thought the Tigers were going to do anything. And here they are almost, you know, they're certainly playing for their playoff lives. And I don't know what's more interesting, guys. I don't know if the Tigers collapse or the Guardians surge is more interesting. And you have to think at some point the Guardians are going to stop winning. Is it going to be when they get into the postseason? And what happens moving forward? Does AJ Hinch lose his job because of the Tigers collapse? I hope not. He's not the one blowing saves. He's not the one not hitting. He's not the one not throwing strikes. But it's just an unbelievable final week of the season where I never in a million years would have thought that the Arizona Diamondbacks were still alive here on September 24th, that the Cincinnati Reds are still playing for their playoff lives, that the Red Sox may not make it. You know, the way that the Red Sox went into the All-Star game and even coming out of the break, scuffled a little bit, but they've been pretty good in the second half of the season. Never in a million years would I thought that the Astros and the Mariners would be going like this, jockeying for position. So it's been a ton of fun to watch. But if you're on the fringe, if you're on the outside looking in right now, it's terrifying.
Covering baseball for your career, I'm curious where you stand on this, because I'm sure you've heard the opinion on it every which way, and that's momentum. Because we can relate it to these teams that appear to be falling apart, others possibly surging, making their way into the playoffs. You can find a player that'll say, oh, momentum's huge. In a game, in a season, it flips like that, and you can feel that energy. And sometimes you go to a manager, you go to some other analyst, and they'll say, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher. Yeah, they can talk about that all they want. It's about who's going on the bump tomorrow. Where do you stand on momentum?
I think if you are the Guardians right now, you really believe in it, right? I don't think that they can lose. And that's a great feeling to be in. The problem with baseball, not the problem, but one of the challenges of this great game of ours is that I don't believe this is a sport where you can flip the switch. This is not a sport where you can just be like, you know what? We're going to start playing right now. We're going to start playing really, really well right now. And we're going to start throwing strikes and we're going to start hitting the ball, hitting the cover off the ball. Baseball doesn't work that way. And with 162 games over the course of a regular season, it always comes down to who is the hottest team, who is the healthiest team at the right time. And right now, that's the Guardians. If you look at, for example, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they finally have all of their starting pitchers healthy and available, whereas they haven't had that up until like 3 weeks ago. But the bullpen is horrendous. So if that bullpen doesn't get it going, which again, this is a tough, it's a tough thing to just flip the switch. The Dodgers are not going to go far into the postseason. You have to have a good bullpen. So I believe in momentum if the Guardians are, they feel invincible right now. I would imagine that the Tigers are not sleeping and that they're wound incredibly, incredibly tight. And for example, another guy that, is wound incredibly tight is Tanner Scott. Those types of situations, that type of hole is difficult to dig yourself out of.
Are the Mets making it? Yes or no?
Yes, the Mets will make it. I do think they'll make it. I think the Mets make it. I think it's just for the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds, I just think it's just too long of a stretch of things to overcome. I think the Mets make it, and I do think that the Red Sox make it. Even though I said only two teams were getting in at the beginning, I do think the Red Sox make it.
Okay, so that was an easy question for you to answer. Here's a tough one. The market says that this is a literal coin flip. And you know where I'm going here. American League MVP. Aaron Judge has been unbelievable. Cal Raleigh does it all. Hits for power, runs the pitching staff, calls the game, runs the defense. Vegas says it's a coin flip. BetMGM says it's a coin flip. Who do you got?
I'm taking Cal Raleigh. It's been my pick all season long as they've gotten into the MVP conversation. The reason being, for all the reasons that you just said, plus don't forget he's a switch hitter. This is a guy that has meant more, in my opinion, meant more to the Mariners than Judge has meant to the Yankees. And I know that that sounds ridiculous because of who Aaron Judge is. But the year that Cal Raleigh is having is a historic season for any position, let alone a catcher. We will never see, in my opinion, we will never see a season like this again from a starting catcher. Aaron Judge is so talented that he could very well repeat this feat again. But Cal Raleigh, the Mariners are in no way in the position that they are in without Cal Raleigh. And to me, that's what most valuable means. It means all of the things that you suggested, the way he manages the pitching staff, the way that he, obviously the only person on the field that's involved in every single play. Obviously, the power is there. I think what's going to hurt him, obviously, is the average and the OPS when it comes to pairing up against Aaron Judge. We'll see numbers like this from Judge. We'll never see numbers like this again from a catcher. And I just think that he's more valuable to the Mariners than Aaron Judge is to the Yankees in this season in particular. So if the odds are a coin flip, I'm going with Cal Raleigh.
With Alana Rizzo, Foul Territory, check it out. Weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. There's one team that I don't think we've mentioned. They're right there, but they're also going through a rough patch right now. Houston. Where are you with Houston? They are one game back in the wild card, and because it's Detroit-Cleveland facing off, they're kind of in the background right now. What about the Astros? Do you think they can make it?
I don't. Here's the problem with the Astros, and I've done this a million times. Every year I feel like the Astros, okay, maybe this is the one year that they don't make the postseason, because you think about all that they lost, right? Kyle Tucker is no longer in there with the Astros. Obviously, Kyle Bregman is no longer there. They had Yordan Alvarez for the majority of the season. Now his ankle's all messed up again. They've had a lot of key injuries to key pieces, but they've had two of their most offensive weapons gone. But then you get Carlos Correa back. He seamlessly fits right back into third base. When Carlos Correa left, Jeremy Peña went right over to the shortstop position and he was fine. This is a team that doesn't ever seem to rebuild. They just reload. And every single time I count the Astros out, here they are. I think this is the one year that finally Seattle has more of a complete team and more of a well-balanced team than the Astros do. If the Cleveland Guardians keep playing the way that they're playing and assume that the Red Sox don't lose either, I think the Astros are the team on the outside looking in.
Phillies are favored right now at BetMGM to win the whole thing. Then the Dodgers, then the Mariners, then the Brewers. I don't think anybody saw that coming in spring training. Mm-mm. Maybe the Dodgers you saw, but the Phillies on top, Seattle, Milwaukee. This is what baseball loves, the parity, the fact that a lot of teams could sneak in, get hot. We have to put you on the spot, Alana. We have to ask about your World Series prediction. I mean, we're not going to talk to you before we get to the playoffs, so we need the goods.
Yeah, this is the one year, guys, I think in recent memory, that there's not a team of the 30 that is out, by and large, a better team than anybody else. I think there's more parity in baseball this year, certainly in the National League, than there has been in a very long time. There is not a clear-cut favorite. I'm not surprised that the Phillies are up there. I'm certainly not surprised, obviously, with the talent and the experience and the money that the Dodgers have, that they're up there. I am surprised, certainly, about Seattle, because this is when Seattle always collapses, right? This is when, at this time of year that they either miss it by a game or will get in and get bounced in the first round. I just don't see them as moving on to win the World Series. I'm not surprised that the Phillies are favored. I think because the Phillies have a stronger, everybody has holes, right? All 30 have holes that you can poke. But the Phillies bullpen right now, in my opinion, is better than the Dodgers. And while I will take the Dodgers starting rotation over the Phillies at the moment with the struggles of Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler being on the IL and those types of things, I think in the postseason, the games are closer and you're going to have to heavily rely on your bullpen, and the Dodgers bullpen just hasn't figured it out right now. So I'm taking the Phillies in the National League. I think the American League is a lot tougher. If the Astros do get in, so I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, if the Astros do get in, I could see the Astros going to the World Series, because once you get into the postseason, you just reset, right? I don't see the Mariners doing it. So if the Astros get in, I say it's Phillies-Astros. If they don't get in, I say it's Phillies-Toronto.
As far as a lot of these big matchups today, you do have some of the heavy hitters going, like Fried going with the Yankees. Of course, that's against the White Sox. Crochet going for the Red Sox against Scherzer. But you cover the Dodgers. I'm really interested in this Dodgers D-backs matchup tonight with Snell on the bump. Any quick thoughts on that Snell-Nelson matchup?
I mean, Snell's amazing, right? And honestly, Shohei was amazing yesterday. It was the furthest that Shohei has gone out as a Dodger. I mean, he pitched into the sixth inning. He looked great, you know, and then the Dodgers bullpen blew it up. So I'm going to need Snell to throw a complete game shutout. I mean, that's what it's coming to at this point, guys. It's coming to the point where the starters have to go the distance. Or when I'm not kidding you. I did Dodgers territory on the Foul Territory Network last night. We did post game. And I did it obviously here from my home. I walked from my couch, which is 15 feet that way, over to my office. In that time, Tanner Scott walked the first batter and hit the second batter. And all of a sudden, I was like, what the hell just happened? And then, so that's a 4-3 lead. And then the Diamondbacks tie it. And then they have a walk-off. I'm like, what? What? So the Dodgers need to go deep into the game, and they need to go deep enough into the game to where that bullpen can reset itself. The Diamondbacks are dangerous, you know, and, you know, Torey Lovello, I don't discount him. Look at what they did. What was it, 2022 or whatever, when everybody was counting him out and they ended up in the World Series, you know? Yep. So who knows? That's why this game is so great, because we all think we're experts and honestly, we know nothing.
Great finish. We might be down to these tiebreakers. It's going to be a lot of fun over the next week. Alana Rizzo, Foul Territory. Check it out. Weekdays at 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you, Alana. Good stuff.
All right, guys. You have a great day. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Arizona's still sitting there, Sam. 300-1 for the World Series here, and they're just one game back. It's interesting. Houston's a game back, and they're 35-1, but Arizona's 300-1. Quite a big difference. That was a big win for the Mets last night. Wood chipper? Find out. Thor Nystrom. This is the Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sam, you read my mind. I'm just hoping that you could be on opposite sides with the next guest on one of these big matchups in college football this weekend. His name is Thor Nystrom. Check out his work, fantasylife.com. Follow him on X, ThorKu, at ThorKu over there. Thor, how you doing, man? Hope you're probably better than me, because I had a number of John Mateer Heisman tickets.
Oh, gosh. I just got a call this morning from one of my buddies who was here this summer, and apparently he had asked me, like, who should I bet on, like, a long shot for the Heisman, and he told me that he burned his 28-1 Mateer ticket. Very sad day. We all had to say RIP to some of those Heisman tickets. He can't win the Heisman if you miss a month of the season. Unfortunate, his Mateer's hand hit an Auburn defender's helmet in the first quarter. We just didn't know it. He played at the end of that game. He's been fabulous this year. Mateer was up to QB2 on my draft board. And he had become moving in on what you could call a consensus first round pick. You look at the mock drafts around the industry. He was in the first round for the first time of mine, the first one we'd done in season last week. We'll see when he comes back, if he can regain that momentum that he had generated at the beginning of the season. But tough news in Norman.
Who's QB1 for you?
Garrett Nussmeier. But Mateer would have been.
But he's banged up too, Nussmeier,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been great this year. He had there was a thing in August with him with the knee, where Brian Kelly seemed to indicate that it wasn't, you know, short-term catastrophic. It was long-term chronic, the knee condition with Nussmeier. And then they just said last week, what was it, the torso thing that Nussmeier's dealing with? He clearly does not appear to be physically right. So that's something to watch down the stretch as well.
Yeah, Mateer was the favorite before this news comes down yesterday. And then, of course, you get this. And then in the Heisman odds, everybody's got to get a little bit shorter. Is there someone that you have in mind? If it's not Mateer, it's this guy. Maybe let's not say Beck, because he's right there at the very top, too. Well, there's a couple names there at the very top now. But is there someone maybe a little bit down the board that people are not thinking of that they should, because the way things stack up next few weeks, that name could be, let's say, top five in the odds?
I do have a couple. I dove into the Heisman board a couple days ago, and there's two long shots that I liked at that time. I don't know how much the odds have changed. Just from 2 days ago, these odds were from FanDuel, so forgive me if I cite the wrong ones, but at that time, Jaden Maiva from USC was 20-1. Let me start with this. The guy who wins the Heisman almost every year is going to be a starting quarterback for a playoff team, right? One of those 12 guys. So you can narrow the field down quick. We had the two unicorns over the last, 35 years or so win it with Woodson and Hunter. But barring that, it's almost always going to be the starting quarterback for the CFP team. If USC makes the playoff this year, Maiva he's going to be in consideration for that because of the stats he's putting up. So Maiva at 20-1, and then the long, long, long shot that I liked was Damon Williams of Washington at 50-1. Damon Williams is a really, really exciting dual threat guy, and I like Washington as a team this year. They were my pick in the summer as like the deep, deep dark horse type sleeper to make the college football playoff. If Washington is able to make the college football playoff, Damon Williams is going to be in the discussion for that thing as well. Obviously, Washington started out undefeated at this time. They got some big games coming up, got the Ohio State game, et cetera, et cetera. Can you pull an ambush there? If you can, Damon Williams is going to soar up the board.
We did see Washington get bet. This number in Vegas opened 10, and now we're 8 basically everywhere. Oh. I see a 7.5. Are you supporting that move on the Huskies, or do you think they're in trouble?
Give me the points and give me a money line ticket on the Huskies in that game.
Ooh, man. Julian Sain's first real road start.
First real road start, and you're going into a very, very tough environment. As you guys know, in Seattle, that's one of the harder stadiums to play in. The fans are kind of on top of you. The road trip, you're going back a couple of time zones. And then the other thing, Washington, their defense, it's run like an NFL defense, sort of run like the old Seahawks defenses, honestly. They have the two pterodactyl cornerbacks on the outside, Fijian's Prisak and Takario Davis. Both of them are 6'3 or taller, and both of them have ludicrous wingspans. like 6'6 or above wingspans on those guys. So they can mug you off the line. They're very, very active on defense. And then on offense, I just love their pieces. Williams is one of the funnest players in the nation. If people haven't seen him before, you're going to enjoy seeing him. Denzel Boston on the outside. You have a legitimate dude out there, a guy who could be a top three wide receiver taken in April. And then Jonah Coleman's a stud, their running back. He could be a top five running back taken in April as well. Washington has way more talent than people think. Maybe they missed it because last year was Jed Fish's first year. But the second year with the staff there, you have a whole bunch of NFL players on that team. I like Washington. I think Washington could upset Ohio State.
With Thor Nystrom here on Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe O, Sammy P. All right, let's get to the big game of the week. 3.5 is the number. Penn State favored by 3.5 against Oregon. Superbook is actually at 3. So I wonder if we're going to get to 3 at some point this week. You would think the Ducks will be a popular play as a dog there getting that hook. What do you think about the matchup?
Yeah, this is a fun, man. This Saturday, boys. Woof. You look through this slate. Absolutely amazing. This is a good one. I mean, we're going to find out which one of these two teams is like for real, for real. This is a tough spot for Oregon coming across the country here playing Penn State. What do we get from Drew Allar in a big spot? And will Penn State open up that offense and try to attack Oregon a little bit? You have to be very careful, though. Uagalele, the edge from Oregon, has been very active in the early going. Oregon's defense is obviously amazing. We are right on the line there. That would probably be a stay away for me. Feels like a fair line. What do you guys like in that one?
I want Dante Moore in the wood chipper.
Yeah. I'll go Oppo you for sure.
I need a Penn State helmet. You and I are 2-2 on these helmet bets. We're 2-2. We're not breaking time.
All right, let's do it for the rubber match. I'm in.
Okay. I'm in. So you get 3.5 with the Ducks.
All right. I'll take it. Dante Moore has been.
In some weird way, like they lose this game. I'm probably not going to downgrade them. And I want to see a little bit more seasoning on Moore. I still think I like Oregon macro, but I like Penn State in this spot.
Yeah, that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch with Moore in this spot. He, you know, you watch like his cutoffs. I see his cutoffs at this point. The arm on that kid obviously is for real, and he's reading the field so much better than we saw a couple years ago when, as a true freshman, Chip Kelly had thrown him out at UCLA. But now, obviously, you're going across the country, and you're going to play on the whiteout at night with the stadium pulse, you know, at 100 or whatever. This is going to be pretty fun. But, yeah, I'm willing to go with Oregon here. I like Oregon's talent.
Georgia-Bama will be fun. Both of these games going on simultaneously. It's going to be awesome. Georgia favored by 3. That is at the 3 going against Bama. What do you think?
Yeah, Georgia. Can Bama exploit Georgia through the air at all? I think, you know, that's the thing to keep an eye on. Georgia's run defense has remained really good. Number 10 success rate, yards per rush, 7th. EPA per rush top 20 as well. It's the pass defense with Georgia that you can exploit. Will Alabama be able to exploit it here? Is this going to be a game where Ryan Williams goes ballistic? That they're going to need it. And then with Georgia, can you open up your offense at all? You know, I mean, like, I don't love the talent that Georgia has on offense, and they do like the paper cut thing with Stockton. There's no running backs there that are like NFL studs. Frazier's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would side towards Alabama in that one. The lack of explosion on the Georgia offense in conjunction with Georgia's struggles against the pass, it's you have some room to exploit that. So I'm gonna go with Bama.
Where are you at on Texas? It's a fascinating team because I think, you know, Joe and I were on the same page coming into the season. Don't bet them to win the title. Don't bet Arch for Heisman. The hype was just way too high. But now there's no hype. And now the offense is ruined and Arch is a bust. And I never think the truth is extreme on either side. They're -150 to make the playoff at BetMGM. You can find a 450 on them to win the SEC. Are you in or out on Texas?
Yeah, I mean, man, you look at the rest of their schedule. This actually lines up really well for Texas. I imagine that's why you're asking the question. But, you know, you have Florida where Billy Napier is on fire watch. Then you're going to get Oklahoma's backup quarterback. Keep in mind, folks, their backup quarterback, right? With Mateer being out for the month, that month coincides with the Texas-Oklahoma game. So Texas is going to get their backup. Then Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, the aforementioned Georgia, and then Arkansas and A&M. It is a manageable schedule for Texas. So they and you have the leeway to lose one more game and still make the playoff. The first loss was to Ohio State, obviously, but a 10-2 team from the SEC that only loses to Ohio State and one other team, they're getting into the playoff. It'd be pretty fascinating to see Arch Manning in a playoff game. I think I would be loading up to bet against Arch Manning in a playoff game. So I'm kind of rooting for Texas to make the playoff.
All right. You mentioned Maeva. I love that because I mentioned it earlier in the show. That number shortened a little bit for Heisman, 16-1. And they're in a path right now where he can look really good. He can throw up some numbers. No, numbers already great, but now you go against Illinois and look at what happened to them against Indiana. A couple weeks from now, they go to South Bend. And how about all the issues with that Irish secondary that we've seen? Even Purdue was putting up a little bit of points there. Let's talk about USC, Illinois. Illinois looking to get off the deck. They are a 6.5-point home underdog. So USC favored on the road by nearly a touchdown.
Yeah, I would probably have to take the points with the home team there in a potential bounce back spot here. Obviously, Illinois looks horrible over the weekend against Indiana, and they're going to have to fix those pass defense issues that we saw in that game. So there's bets on the board that I would probably feel better about, but forced to bet that one, I would have to take the points with the home team. Illinois, they send the heat, you know, the blitzing, and then they keep their corners on islands. It did not work against Indiana. Can you have better success here? And also, can you modulate your strategy at all? Kirk Cignetti is one of the best coaches we have at watching the game film every single week and then making opponent-specific game plans is why Cignetti has always been as good as he is, because every time they get the best of it against every single opponent. Can Illinois on the other side, can you make adjustments after you just got exploited like that? We'll find out, but getting that many points at home, I would side with them.
The question of the summer was, who's this year's Indiana? The answer could be Indiana.
I think so.
Could be Indiana again, right?
I think so. Indiana's better, right? I mean, this year. They brought in a whole lot of talent. Of course, it's the second year with the staff, but that almost doesn't matter because you're bringing in new rosters each year. But that Mendoza kid is legit. He's for real.
Any games that we didn't cover that you like?
I would have to look back through the board, but
you hit on LSU Ole Miss.
I don't think we talked about LSU Ole Miss.
Okay.
Where are we at in that one? Oh, the yeah, Ole one, and a,
one
half.
And a half.
Yeah, I would take Ole Miss in that one. We talked about Nussmeier and you know, being kind of banged up to this point. You get kind of a weird feeling about that team with that offense. I don't know. I would side with Ole Miss in that one.
All right. Very good. How about Utah? Like, I was looking at that. They were like the second favorite near the top in the conference. Then they lose last week, convincing fashion, and with the final score. Do you think they have a chance to where they could meet up with Tech again?
Certainly you have a shot there. Obviously, you got a couple of systemic issues there that you're going to have to address. I was kind of surprised that the offensive line of Utah was handled the way that it was in that game against Tech. We thought Utah had the best offensive line in the nation coming into the season, certainly the best set of tackles, and Lomu has struggled a little bit. We'll have to see, but I do like, you know, Utah, when they can get the game script in their favor, they got you. But as Texas Tech showed, you get a double-digit lead on them, they're feeble, right? And so you put a lot of importance on the first quarter and first half of these Utah games, because it, depending on at halftime where the game script goes, you can kind of know. I think Utah, for me, they're a live betting team the rest of this year.
Okay. All right. That's a good way to look at it when it comes to the Utes. Good stuff, Thor Nystrom, fantasylife.com. We've got a helmet bet between Oregon and Penn State. Can't wait to see the result of that. Thank you,
Ducks.
Thor. Enjoy the weekend. Lightning bets next. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Lot to discuss. We've been going over NFL futures, college looks for the weekend as well. Major League Baseball, the card is interesting today. You've got a lot of number one starters that are going. I see one that was almost a $4 favorite. I want to say, against your White Sox, that the Yankees were -350 on the money line for today. We haven't seen as much of that in the past as we see in the last week of the season. A lot of much closer numbers. That's definitely the biggest favorite on the board. -385, I see it, for Fried against Ellard. Who's F. Ellard?
No idea.
I don't know. I don't know anybody on the White Sox.
Should we bet them?
Many people do. The White Sox?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, after clinching their... Did you see the celebration last night? I was like, really? You're the New York Yankees for clinching a playoff spot? I'm not trying to take away anyone's fun. But I thought, for a win over the White Sox, it was a little dramatic.
Are you talking about the Yankee celebration or the celebrations on social media? Which ones?
Oh, I missed those. What sort of celebration? Related to
Yankees,
the Yankees?
Yankees are back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? Who said the Yankees are back? You
can't
tell
you.
Come on.
You know.
Do they like the Eagles? Do they like the Eagles?
No. Somebody different.
Oh,
look, I'm
Ariel.
So I'm going to be in New York tonight, and I'm meeting up with a buddy of mine that I went to Carmel with, and he goes, "What's the bet tonight? Any Mac games?" No, the Mac games don't start till November
for a while.
So he wants a bet. He goes, "Give me a bet," and I don't have a bet tonight. I rely on either Jake or my intuition to bet the White Sox in New York at +300, BetMGM.
Oh, no.
against what's his name again?
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Jake, you got it? What do you think? You called the Diamondbacks yesterday. I think you were just rooting for your bat, but it came through for you. What do you think about plus 300?
I thought about the White Sox. I really thought about it. I'm scared, but I could.
So am I.
I would join my buddy, my good friend Sam, in the foxhole, as it were.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna send a bet to the group thread tonight. It's gonna be a bet on the White Sox money line, and I will sing "New York, New York" in the bar if they win.
All right, well, now I gotta do it.
The video?
Let's sure. Why not?
All right. I'll do it right now. I'm in.
Good. They're going to lose Fraser 8-0.
They're going to lose 12-1.
And there's a grand slam by Judge.
Fraser Ellard, relief pitcher. So I'm guessing it's an opener situation.
Oh, that vaunted White Sox bullpen. Of course.
Yes, of course. That's
Ellard fine. Moon. Tonight.
Number 55.
By the way, before we get to lightning bets that we actually like, a lot of reaction on social media about your tipping story, including one that we got from Megan, who listens to the show all the time. Last week, the bug guy was at the house baiting the termite traps, Megan says. She got a text from the bug guy sending a link to tip for the great service. The termite guy. The turbine guy.
Ridiculous.
He wants a taste.
My guy, DaBeard74, checks in. Joe, if I'd hit your MLB Survivor, you were easily getting 10%. Vegas proxy, at least 5%. 1%? Ugh. Keep it, buddy. That's terrible.
Seriously. Seriously. That guy that won half of the pool, that got the $9,000, he strikes me as one of those movie cheapskates. Oh, I know exactly who won. Uncle Frank from Home Alone. Hey, did he win the pool?
Oh, yeah. Where he's just, yes.
Honey,
everybody
you
else
any cash?
Paying for everything.
Traveler's checks. He says he doesn't have any cash to pay the pizza guy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know. It's so easy nowadays, too. They get you every which way. Yeah. All right. Lightning bets. Where are you going today, Sammy?
I said yesterday I want to wait for three. I still do on Penn State, man. I really do. Like, I don't want to give 3.5 and then have somebody come in and crack Oregon, and then it gets to three, and then they win by three. I just really don't want to do that. But understand again that I am in a holding pattern on Penn State.
It's a three at Superbook. So does that tell you it's going to go there?
I think Ed wants to write a Penn State bet for sure.
Gotcha.
I think he really wants it. But a lot of these other books are hanging tight. Despite the appetite to bet Oregon, this line is still 3.5. Let me do this now. Let me take Atlanta in the NFL. Best number I can get. I know it's not going to be popular because they just lost 30-0. The Atlanta Falcons, I can get plus 1.5 at BetMGM. It might keep running. It might not. We'll see. But I love Atlanta off that spot. It's hard to love a team that lost 30-0. But now Mariota's. Oh, Mariota just scored 40 points. All he's got to do is beat Atlanta on the road. Atlanta will correct itself and reverse to the mean. Give me the Falcons.
Okay. There you go. I love to hear Thor say, yeah, Maeva, that's probably the move. We lost a few points here with the Mateer news, but it's probably worth it going from 20 to 16. Next few weeks, I think he's going to have outstanding performances, and then he's going to be in that conversation. I'm going Maeva 16-1 for your Heisman winner, and I don't think it's dumb if you want to grab 100 that's out there. Because I think Mateer is going to return. The question is he going to be there for the Texas game? When we saw the announcement of the names, I was like, oh, this is easy for the Ryder Cup. It's easy. But we know how much the home course means. And we see the history every other year for a while now. I think we have to go back a decade where Europe rattled off a few wins in a row. The home course means so much. But as far as talent, the better golfers, they're on the European side. And if you want to exclude the tie, we're talking about plus 170 if ties with ties. I'm sorry, if ties an option. Or plus 150 without. I'm with G. Feinberg. I think Europe's going to win, and they're a sizable underdog. So I'm going to go there on the Ryder Cup. I'm going to take Europe, okay. And everybody's going to be mad at me. So,
well,
there you have.
Who cares if people are mad at you? They're mad at us all the time. They're mad at us That's when we true. Give five bets, go 4-1, and they're mad about the one. People are always going to be mad, is what it is. He's the second person I really respect that said bet Europe. I have done nothing with it yet. Maybe I get there. We'll see. When does it even start? I should know that. Tomorrow? Friday?
I think it's Friday it officially gets going.
Okay. I should know that. I hate that I even asked that, but I just don't care.
It's Friday to Sunday. Sorry. Friday to Sunday. Yep.
Do
but if you got something on it, you're probably going to check it out on Friday, aren't you?
I will definitely care more. Let me also add that Lightning bet that we talked about in power rankings. Bills over Lions. 30-1. Mm-hmm. Bills to beat the Lions in the Super Bowl. 30-1.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good one. I like that. Seeing it 2 out of 3 weeks with the Lions makes you more comfortable. There were a lot of unknowns heading into the season. I'm like, okay, we saw it again after that awful performance against Green Bay. So it looks like they might be closer to last year's version than we've seen in the past, than we thought, maybe. All right, Paul Aspen, what do you have for Lightning bets?
Paul, microphone, moon.
Mute, moon. Moon, mute.
Oh, face. He's sleeping. And he's back. Gone.
He's pissed. And he's still nothing. Oh, it's like G. Feinberg. We had to go to the phone.
He's on the way out the door, is what happened. He's on his way to New York. Maybe I'll see Paul.
He's our fearless leader.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. I'll be out. I just told you I'm going to sing New York in a bar when the White Sox win.
I knew you were going to be there. I wasn't aware Paul was.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll be in the studios. You'll be recording Bear Bets. He's done. Put something in the chat if you want to add.
Oh, I figured it out. I had the same mic.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Tapped it a little too hard, I guess.
Well,
what happens to me. This is what, like that mic, it just turns off without anything.
I feel better because it's happened before. Other players. User error,
better.
Sure.
So now you can't get mad at me now when that stupid mic goes out in New York because now.
Yeah, I feel you. As I was trying to say, kind of forgot about the Ryder Cup. It kind of snuck up on us, I guess. But yeah, I'm with same thing as Jeff, same thing as Joe. I'll play the three-way line, like plus 170 with the rosters. And you better believe I was just looking at, like, what, first player to lose singles or whatever, looking at JT's number down the board. I guess that's never happened to him before. We'll look at props a little bit more tomorrow, maybe have something there. But Europe plus 170, yeah, for sure. And it's like, okay, what can we hook this to? Do we hook this to Miami? Do we hook this to the Lions to win the NFC? Do we, like, there's...
We can't have a golf bet. You got to hook it to something. Yeah.
Oh, we could do both. I'd say Europe, Miami, Lions, NFC is 247-1.
Bell.
It's not a loser, so it's a lot.
You have to do it.
Basically. Yeah.
Quit saying that L word. Saying that L word on my teams.
Yeah, I did that.
I'm going to throw that voodoo on your bets.
Well, I do have Europe in there.
It's true.
All right, Jake, what you got?
I will also be on Europe. How does it lose? Can't wait. Going to be really awesome. I'm going back to the well, too.
You anti-American snakes.
I mean, isn't the most American thing to love money more than anything? So, anyway, point being, I'm going back to the well with the Diamondbacks, too. Snell on the road in a big spot. absolutely Diamondbacks money line. Let's go.
Yeah, when I saw he was on the bump, I knew which side Jake was going to be on for tonight. All right, we'll talk about it tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.